Illegal aliens sent to Martha's Vineyard account for 0.001% of Biden's border crisis. By Amy Furr and John Binder on September 16, 2022. Martha's Vineyard recently saw the arrival of 50 illegal aliens. A drop in the ocean compared to American border communities that have seen nearly 5 million border crossings since President Joe Biden took office. This week, Martha's Vineyard officials deemed Florida Governor Ron DeSantis's R. sending 50 illegal aliens to the elite coastal island a humanitarian crisis. The island is home to former President Obama's vacation estate, which boasts 29 acres and 7 bedrooms. DeSantis, on Wednesday, announced he sent two planes carrying illegal aliens from Venezuela to Martha's Vineyard after Texas and Arizona for months have been busing thousands to New York City, Chicago, and Washington, D.C. Massachusetts Governor Charlie Baker, R. promptly bussed the illegal aliens off Martha's Vineyard to Joint Base Cape Cod amid pressure from local officials. The 50 illegal alien arrivals account for just 0.001% of the nearly 5 million border crossers and illegal aliens estimated to have arrived at the United States-Mexico border since Biden took office in late January 2021. In one Texas border town recently, about 4,000 border crossers and illegal aliens crossed through in a single weekend. In August, nearly 6,000 border crossers and illegal aliens were apprehended by federal immigration officials every single day. This does not include the thousands more illegal aliens who successfully crossed the border undetected by officials. Democrats and leftist activists voiced strong opposition to DeSantis' actions while they ignored Biden's expansive catch-and-release network at the United States-Mexico border, which sees thousands sent to American towns every day. Democrats have accused DeSantis of cruelly using human beings as a pawn in a political game. Even though states like Texas have been dealing with a border crisis for years, Breitbart News reported Thursday. Meanwhile, a Telemundo reporter said Martha's Vineyard residents privately said they were not pleased about the illegal alien arrivals. Reporter Cristina Londoño Rooney said residents did not want to go on camera and talk about the situation. A furious man passed by just a short time ago. He said that his children had to leave this island because there are no jobs or housing. And now they bring these migrants over, deceiving them with those promises, she stated, adding some blamed Biden. But they don't want to speak on camera, either, because they don't want to be depicted as inhumane, she continued.